Hey, we are here at the 2018 Think Conference. We're in the desert in Phoenix, Arizona, with the guys from Credit Unions for Kids, Mr. Joe Dearborn and Chris Perry. How are you, gentlemen?
Very good, Mike. Great to be back.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm also great.
I won't put that on your resume. Yeah, right on. Yeah. He's great, ladies and gentlemen.
It's like you're off to a good start.
It is. Boy, we are out of the gates.
You nailed the first question. Flying.
Got it. Your names. Your organization. All right, let's get into this thing. Hey, the latest with Children's Miracle Network, hospitals, what's going on? You guys have had one heck of a last few years as far as, you know, raising money for all the hospitals across the United States, the Children's Miracle Network hospitals. So what's the key there? What do you think is the key there, Joe?
You know, it's a great cause, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think everybody, including yourself, Mike, has been touched by a children's hospital. Mm-hmm. I've been touched. My son's been treated at Phoenix Children's Hospital here. We have either immediate family or friends that have had a child treated. And it's because of the commitment from America's credit unions that our hospitals are able to really provide the finest in health care for kids. And for those families that without insurance, or those that even have insurance, because if you got a chronically ill child and your policy is capped at $1 million, then what do you do?
Right.
So philanthropy, the support we get from credit unions is critical to the success we have of treating our kids.
Indeed. And so give us a kind of rundown. What's the latest going on there? What's on the books for this year?
For Credit Unions for Kids, so a lot of what we're doing is we're trying to connect with members digitally. Mm-hmm. So there's so many stats out there about members are going into branches maybe once every 6 months at the most. And so if we're going to connect with them and get them connected with this cause, mm-hmm. we got to be digital with
That's
them.
A great
so
point,
mobile
yeah.
banking, home banking. We throw in the phrase omni-channel, mm-hmm. so however you touch a customer or a member or anything like that, there should be a charitable component to it. So we've been working a lot on that. With credit unions, it's everything's so decentralized that it's tough sometimes to, like, what's the right vendor to work with for mm-hmm. a home banking platform, mm-hmm. what core are people on? So there's a lot of things like that we need to figure out that'll take us a while, mm-hmm. but we know we need to be in the digital space with these members.
I never thought of that before, but that really kind of brings it kind of full circle here. It's like, people don't go to the branches much anymore, so they're not seeing the signs, you know, the logo and all that type of stuff to keep giving. So now you have to go digital, kind of like what the conference is representing.
A good example of that, and we've kind of taken the lead from Desert Financial Credit mm-hmm. Union here in Phoenix.
Yeah.
They offer their members the opportunity through home banking to make a one-time donation, mm-hmm. To make a monthly donation, mm-hmm. or in my case, I've signed up to donate all the change left in my checking account at the end of each month.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So it just, you know, the money just keeps rolling.
Just rolls over?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's that is kind of what we want to mm-hmm. replicate mm-hmm. Throughout the credit union system.
So you're making sure you have 99 cents at the end of the month, every
there
month?
There you go, yeah.
You already did the math on what's the most you can donate in a year.
$11, is it $11.88?
I'm not a mathematician, I have no idea.
That he could have just said anything.
$100 million.
No, he's gonna do that's not right.
Exactly. Hey, he's wrong. No, we're all about accuracy here. So tell us about the relationship between Children's Miracle Network Hospital and the credit unions. Because are credit unions still ranked number 3 as far as
now,
givers?
Well, you know what?
Donators?
Lifetime giving, credit unions are still third.
Okay.
Almost $180 million since 1996. So only Walmart and Costco top credit unions.
Okay.
We've got some competition, though, as far as annual giving from
Panda Express,
and who's
Ace Hardware.
Ace Hardware.
They passed them, but we're going to catch them this year, so we're fine.
Yeah. But I do like their teriyaki chicken, though. That's really good.
Yes, but you know, we're off to a great start this year. We had the California wine auction.
Hit it out of the park.
$1.3 million one night.
Record.
Fantastic. Yeah. We've got a golf tournament coming up in the Pacific Northwest that First Tech Federal Credit mm-hmm, Union supports. Mm-hmm. That's going to probably be $1 million. So we're off to a good start, and mm-hmm. we're optimistic about some of the new things we have planned for the year.
Do you want to divulge any of these new things here, or are you keeping us on the lowdown here?
Digital.
It's just digital
all the time. Yeah. No, we are hoping to launch a home banking giving with a larger group than just Desert Financial. So that's what we're focused on the most. We're hoping to get that done by Q3.
Okay.
There's just some things we still need to kind of figure out with that, but that's where we're focusing a lot of our time right now.
Well, I'm excited for you guys. I'm excited. All right, there's also a correlation between this airplane window shades thing you guys got going. And I did a shades up on my way out here. Yeah. So what's up with this? How did this come about?
Well, Samantha Paxson, who's the chief innovation officer, I think, here at
chief experience, chief marketing and experience.
So Sam, she really doesn't like to fly. So to relieve some of the stress and anxiety, she always has the shade up.
Okay.
She's always sitting there in the window seat. Yep. She always has the shade up. So she said, "Well, why don't we make
like a campaign out of it.
We'll make some, raise a little money." So it's Shades Up, hashtag Shades Up for Kids, and Co-op is donating, I think, $10 for every...
I think you're right.
Every hashtag up to $10,000.
Wow. Yeah.
So they'll present it that later this afternoon.
I better get mine tweeted.
There you go.
I haven't tweeted it yet because there was no Wi-Fi on the plane.
But it's a great idea. And Sam's...
My problem.
Sam and her friends have had a great time kind of making light of her anxiety over flying. Yeah. So let's make some money. Let's raise some money.
Well,
for
she
the
certainly
kids.
Put it to good use. She for did. Sure. And I saw one where somebody had a video where they went up and down the plane and got everybody on the plane to lift up their shade. And they went up and down the plane with their camera shoot a video. So it was awesome. It's great to see the creativity that people come up with it. So let's talk about pop-up and social media campaigns. I mean, is this a trend now in giving? And are we going to see more of it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that gets back to how we need to connect with these consumers, right? And so we've been talking the financial sector, but you look at retail, you usually either do a self-checkout or you're doing online groceries or things like that. Mm-hmm. So the model for most charities where you're either asking a customer during some transaction is changed. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to stick with that, you'll probably be obsolete in 10 years, maybe even sooner, right? You see some of these stores closing and all that. So hitting up people socially, hitting them up, e-commerce, mobile banking, all these things, that's vital for changing with the market. And so social media is a huge part of that as well. And we've opened up a couple new Facebook groups for just credit unions where it's either closed groups where they can share ideas. And then we have our main page that we can promote this kind of stuff out. But you definitely need to hit all these different channels in order to reach these members.
Indeed. A marketer's job these days is way more complex, but it sounds way more fun as well because you have all these new channels like you just described, and certainly social charity, social giving is a real big part of that right now.
Yeah. Without a doubt. Also, we've talked about it before, we have our Vote for Miracles campaign.
Yes, we have.
Which has been hugely successful. I think we're able to raise some money for the hospitals, but also we'll bring awareness to what credit unions are doing in the community. Mm-hmm. We had 600,000 votes
this amazing.
Past year, 600,000 votes. We had, I think...
it was like over 3,000 credit unions.
3,000 credit unions were identified by the voters. Mm-hmm. So that's a great way to tell the See You for Kids story to a wider audience.
Mm-hmm. That's more than half the industry.
Yeah.
You guys did great.
Yeah. And those votes doubled year over year.
Yeah.
So
who knows what's going to happen this year?
I know. Yeah, we're going for a million.
Yeah, we got great traction with it, and you know it. And it wouldn't be possible without Co-op. Co-op has come to the table with the money that goes to the winning hospitals. Also, Co-op is celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Miracle Match program.
Oh.
That's $10 million over 10 years that they've. And what the great thing about it, Mike, is that it's resulted in $20 million in new incremental funds for our hospital. So it was designed to really get new credit unions involved. That's happened. They've stayed involved. And here we are with that huge incremental increase.
Great story. Great story indeed. I want to wrap up this interview with a bittersweet message. Mr. Joe Dearborn. It might bring a tear to my eye, but you've been a friend of mine for the past, I don't know how many years, and you've been on this show. You've been so gracious with your time, and I just really appreciate you and the work that you do. And I just want to say thank you for everything that you've done for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, Credit Unions for Kids, Credit Unions in general, and just hanging out with me for a few minutes every now and then.
It's a pleasure hanging out with you. I appreciate your support. You helped us bring awareness to the program. You've given us a platform. Anytime we've asked, I've asked, "Hey, Mike, can I come on?" "Sure, Joe."
Of course.
So you've helped us share the Credit Unions for Kids story. We appreciate that.
You're welcome.
It is bittersweet, but I'm going to still continue to work for CMN Hospitals, just in a new capacity, and we'll indirectly still be able to support Credit Unions for Kids, and hopefully Chris will let me tag along at the
Absolutely.
Next thing conference.
You're going to be, Chris, can I come?
Because, the thing is, Mike, is... It, you've become a friend, right? As have others throughout the credit union movement. And I appreciate the fact that that you all share my passion for children's hospitals. And it's been a great team effort. I'll miss it. But I'll still be around and can still support the program in other ways.
All right. And you got this guy.
And I'm going to brag on behalf of Joe. But Joe's been in the organization for 26 years, which is amazing. Worked on credit unions for 12, and he's doubled the fundraising that time. So Joe's left, it's a legacy. That's why I keep telling Joe, you have a legacy, and that's what you want out of your career, out of things that you're passionate about.
It's been a great opportunity. And it's these last 12 years have been the highlight of my 26 years at Seaman Hospitals. Because, like I said, it's been a team effort, and it's been a wonderful experience working with really committed people, starting with the CEOs down to the teller line. Mm-hmm. That's what makes this program successful, and I can't thank the credit unions enough for their support.
Well, that is a fine message to end on, Joe. Thank you again for all that you have done and will continue to do.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate the time as always. Look forward to group hug after the recording. All right, guys, keep up the good work, and we'll catch you at the next one. All right,
great.
Well done, lads.
Great.